بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد صدق الله العظيم. This is from Surah Az-Zumar, and this is the ayah that we heard in the second last rak'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this book, about this hadith, ahsan al-hadith, the best of speeches, which has been revealed in the form of a book, his last book, his last and final revelation that he revealed in this month of Ramadan. في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. Allah cause us to attain the night of power, better than 1,000 months. This is the night, not this night. We are searching for this night in these last 10 nights, especially in the odd ones. And specifically he said, من يتحرى ليلة القدر فليتحرها ليلة 27. Whoever's searching for the night, that's the main purpose. To search for it right throughout the last 10 nights. But whoever is searching for it, then let them most certainly search for it on the 27th night. So this hadith, this kitab, this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down on the night of power in the month of Ramadan, min al-lawh al-mahfuz, from the preserved tablet, ila sama'i dunya, to the heaven of this earth, and then over 23 years via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this speech, about this hadith, about this kitab? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nazzala ahsana al-hadithi kitaban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the best speech. Imagine that, there is no better speech. In the entire universe, what remains of the speech of Allah, because it's the only uncorrupted book. So it's all that remains of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pure speech, uncorrupted speech, unchanged, unaltered speech. And this is part of the miracle of the Quran, is that it cannot be changed. It is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed this revelation, this remembrance, because it's a remembrance of Allah. It has been sent down to remind us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our duty to Allah. We have sent down this reminder and we are the protectors thereof. This of course is the way of greatness. Not the royal we like, it's Charles now. I wanted to say Elizabeth. Astaghfirullah. In fact, we, nahnu in the Arabic language, is for dual, you and I. For plural, the three of us or more. And for the singular, alladhi yu'adhimu nafsahu, for the singular that reveres themselves. And there's only one that is worthy of revering themselves, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this reminder, this revelation of the Quran, and Allah is the protector thereof. And that's why it is unchanged. And it cannot be changed. From the time it was revealed, ila qiyam as-sa'a, it will never be changed. And it stands as an eternal miracle of the truth, of the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give to this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has sent down the best of speech in the form of a book, the Quran. mutashabihan. Many of the verses are similar. Just ask the Hufaz. But mashallah, they have read so well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them and grant them steadfastness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Mathani. Mathani means often repeated. Similar, often repeated. تَقَشِعَرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. That this book, it causes the skins of those who fear their Lord to stand on end. Goosebumps is what the Quran gives the person that is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in awe of Allah. And let me just explain the difference between khawf and khashya. Khawf ittirab al-qalb limakruhin. Khawf is the movement of the heart, the trembling of the heart, fear for something that you would not want to happen to you, or something that you would not want for you to befall. Whereas khashya is khawfun makrunun bil ma'rifah. Whereas khashya is fear connected with knowledge. So it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get to know Allah and the power of Allah and the mercy of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, and we're in awe of Allah, then we will always fear to displease Him. We will always fear to anger Him. And that is why those who have khashya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially when we are standing in salah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Indeed, they are successful. The believers, may Allah make us of the true believers, they are successful. Those who are خاشعون in their salah, they are standing mindful, conscious of Allah, and through that mindfulness and consciousness, they submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those that read this Quran with that consciousness, being in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will make their skins stand on end. تَقَشْعِرُّ مِنُّ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. But then their hearts and their skins soften through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is no mention of Jahannam in the Quran and the punishment of Allah and the wrath of Allah, except that juxtaposed next to it is the mention of Jannah and the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. So the heart tremble and the skin stand on end for the fear of Allah, or the fear of Allah's punishment. And then immediately we hear about His forgiveness and His reward and Jannah, and the hearts are softened. Now this brings me to mind, or brings to my mind, the story of Fudayl ibn Iyad. We spoke about this earlier this evening. Fudayl ibn Iyad, who used to be a highway robber in Baghdad, and there was a price on his head, dead or alive, for Fudayl to be captured. And one day, Fudayl, he was a master of disguise. He went into the city and he was going to rendezvous with his sweetheart, with his girlfriend. You know, if you engage in one form of haram, it's easy to engage in another form of haram. So he climbed up onto the wall and he was about to jump into the garden to rendezvous with his, astaghfirullah. And as he was about to jump into the garden, he heard a man reciting the Quran in the road. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Has the time not come? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for those who believe, for their hearts to submit and to surrender to the remembrance of Allah and that which has been revealed of the truth. And not to be like those who were given the book before. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ. They procrastinated about their tawbah. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts became hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And many of them were perverted transgressors. That ayah didn't just make his skin go goosebumps. It threw him off the wall. Luckily, not into the garden, otherwise he would have been in trouble. Threw him back into the street. And immediately, he picked himself up. He dusted himself off. And he burst into tears and he said, Qada'ana ya Rab, Qada'an. The time has come, the time has come. Imagine a highway robber indulging in all sorts of haram. I mean, a highway robber alone. How many types of haram does it take for a person to be a highway robber? And now all of a sudden he realizes that he's spent and wasted his entire life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he starts crying and saying, Ya Rab, Qada'ana, Qada'an, the time has come, the time has come. Tubtu ila Allah, I repent to Allah. Wa raja'tu ila Allah, and I return to Allah. Wa nadimtu ala ma fa'altu, and I regret about all the wrong that I've done in the past. Wa azamtu azman akidan ala annani la asilla, and I make a firm resolution not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he decides he wants to change his life. But there's this dark cloud hanging over him in his mind that he has committed too many sins and Allah's not going to forgive him. So he hears about a caravan, not a jergens, a kafila, a caravan of people that is traveling to Makkah to perform Hajj. And they are hiding in some ruins just outside Baghdad. Who were they hiding from? They were hiding from Fudail and Manskapa. And so he went to the ruins and somebody recognized him and he said, Kun aminin fa inni Fudailun ta'ibun ila Rabbil alameen. He said, be safe because I am Fudail, repenting and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He joined the qafila and off he went with the qafila to Mecca. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. He's in his ihram and he's sobbing and he's crying in the dark cloud of despair is hanging over his head. And he's saying, oh Allah, here I am. Oh Allah, here I am. You have no partner. I'm only here for you. Indeed, inna alhamda, all praise and thanks is due solely to you. Wa ni'mata lak, and all favors originate and come from you. Wal mulk, and I and everyone and everything belongs to you. La sharika lak, you have no partner. I'm only here for you. He doesn't stop. He keeps going. He keeps going. And the closer he gets to Makkah, the more fearful he becomes. And the more he's sobbing and the more he's trembling. And as he enters the door of the haram, there's an old man sitting there reciting the Quran, reading the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Now the first verse hit him like a lightning bolt and threw him off the wall into the street. This verse entered his heart, bardan wa salaman, coolly and peacefully when he heard the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those servants of mine who have transgressed upon themselves, divat fakiyat khadunat, do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. He is oft forgiving, most merciful. And then and there, he knew that Allah had accepted his tawbah and he became known as Abid al-Haramain, the worshipper at the two harams, and became one of the most pious and famous Islamic scholars in the history of Islam. From highway robber to pious scholar of Islam. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, in these 10 nights, it doesn't matter what mistakes we have made. Kullu bini Adam khatta'un. وَخَيْرِ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of mankind make mistakes, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says at the end of the verse, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ. This is the guidance of Allah. If you feel nadam, if you feel regret having done something wrong, then this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent and return to Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most gracious, most merciful. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ. This is the guidance of Allah. Allah guides with it whoever He wishes, and whoever Allah sends astray, that's the person that doesn't want to be guided. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Then they will have no one to guide them. إذا كثرت منك الذنوب فداويها بمد يد في الليل والليل مظلم ولا تقنطن من رحمة الله فإنما خنوتك منها من خطاياك هو أعظم. The poet says, if your sins become many, then cause those sins to be wiped away by standing up in the night when the night is dark. These are the nights. These are the nights. Stand up, especially in the third part of the night. And never ever despair in the mercy of Allah. For indeed, for you to despair in Allah's mercy will be a greater sin than all your sins put together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us. And help our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allahumma at'imhum. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف وانصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.